Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below to keep me making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, they say that you're healthy in any size, but everything's okay because once the oversized people are buried, certain costs go way down. In case you're wondering why you can't pay for healthcare these days, this is why the cost has gone up. Remember that when they collect the body of a 600-pound person, they have to literally tear down the walls and use a forklift. I went to Europe recently, I didn't see any women there as fat as Americans and Canadians. Up next, did you know that Margot Robbie didn't wear underwear during this scene from The Wolf of Wall Street? Javier strikes again by showing us what Leonardo DiCaprio's face looks like after he failed the 100th take. Well, at least the film studio cast a female in the film that was only 22 to 23 years of age. At least she wasn't way over 25, because I don't think Leo has ever seen a cooch over the age of 25 before. And if he did, I'm sure he'd be throwing up between takes. Number three is a woman that asked the question why her boyfriend was on Tinder while she was swiping right on the platform. But then people piped in and kept asking her what she was doing on Tinder in the first place. She says that's not the point. And the odds are her boyfriend had an account, but he wasn't using it anymore. But they're probably both scum and a match made in hell. Moving on, I asked guys if they would smash this hot woman that slept with 300 people in 1 year. You'd probably say yes if you didn't know about her sexual history. Sleeping with her is like asking the question, would you buy a Lambo with 500,000 miles on it? Most people said no. I hope she got paid for being with that many men. At $300 a pop, that's $90,000 that year. I wouldn't be surprised if she was actually a working girl and this is how she was advertising. Number five, Toby asked James if he heard about what was going on in the Middle East. James says his rent is $3,000 now and he has six jobs, so he doesn't care. When the World Economic Forum said that you would own nothing and you would be happy, this is actually what they were talking about. That's average rent in Toronto these days. If things don't go down in price, or at the very least stabilize in price, many politicians are about to get thrown out of office. James will care, though, once the draft starts for WW3. Up next are the people that want to seize the means of production and control the economy. They're most likely the people that are the useful idiots that will be purged by tyrants if they ever accomplish their task. They are extremely unattractive and look impulsive. Remember that people that lack self-control are desperate to control others for some reason. They want to control production, but none of them have actually produced anything before. Number seven is a woman that made a TikTok video called "When I Accidentally Put a $100 Bill in My Pocket at Work." Then her employer Red Rooster contacted her regarding the $100 bill that she stole, and that they're now firing her and she needs to return her uniform. She laughed at them and said no, she wasn't going to bring it back. Then they said the police will be investigating. Then she said it's Black History Month, you can't fire me. As if that had anything to do with it. Oh no, what will she possibly do now? Moving on, Chicago will give illegal immigrants up to $5,000 each for housing costs. The government is too stupid to realize that this will just add more inflation and lead to ever more migrants coming to the city, collecting a check and then leaving for another city where they can get more financial support. More migrants will keep coming for free money until the government either says enough or the government runs out of money, or is able to print money that still has any value. Number nine is a white woman telling four black women that this is her dad, and they all look confused. Clearly it's a joke, but there's an epidemic of black men being kicked out of their homes by black women so they can collect government cheese. Them getting welfare payments started in the 70s en masse and destroyed the black community. Forget about toxic masculinity, there isn't enough masculinity in the black communities out there to begin with. Opness is a guy that invited a Colombian woman on vacation and says they're getting married. Then he ended up ending her for some reason. It makes me wonder what she did. Till death do us part, I suppose. This community note has to win the prize of the wildest of the year. People are complaining that I posted this one on X multiple times. But after posting 40 memes a day, it's hard to remember what I posted yesterday, so please give me a break. Number 11, we have a racist white woman that wants to filter out all the Caucasian males on Tinder. What she should really do is just post a picture of herself holding a black baby, and then the problem will just solve itself. Another way to get rid of them is to just gain an extra 100 pounds, and then the problem will solve too. Maybe get some tattoos, honey, because your skin looks too clear, or maybe eat some greasy food for that added pimple face bonus. Number 12, this guy has to be the most creative guy I've seen in a while. Some people have a heart attack when they see the restaurant bill. This guy faked having a heart attack at 20 different restaurants so he didn't actually have to pay the bill. Just wait until he sees his medical bill, though. I don't think he'll be able to fake a heart attack to get out of that one. With 20, I just think he wanted to make it a nice round number. Moving on, we have a single mom asking an angel why she can't keep a man, and the angel gives her a piece of paper that looks straight out of some sort of fortune cookie that says her child is mixed. Looks to me like any woman that burns the coal is forever tainted. The reason she was probably even able to get a man in the first place temporarily is because she didn't share the origin or existence of her brood until much later in the dating process, hoping that he would fall in love and never leave her. Number 14, Britney Spears makes another appearance, claiming that Justin Timberlake cheated on her with another celebrity. Looks like she's an alpha widow to the extreme. She should just rename her book from Britney Spears' Memoirs to Britney's Revenge. But seriously, who cares? She just wants to be relevant again and get some attention. Up next, the landlord in Israel is demanding that one of his tenants, a 27-year-old woman kidnapped by Hamas, pay her rent. And if she doesn't, he'll throw her stuff out. I guess he's putting shekels first and Israel second. The shekels, which are the official Israeli currency, must continue to flow, I suppose. I guess that when you've been kidnapped, you aren't technically deceased. So it's time to pay up, deadbeat. Number 16, looks like Victoria's Secret has done prioritizing wokeness over sexiness after their sales dropped. Men don't see fatties in lingerie with bodies built like fridges and then go off and buy lingerie for their wives. I guess it's finally time to make anorexia great again. This has been happening with almost every brand. But it's okay because we're now in a recession and corporations are finally coming to their senses or they'll be going out of business. Moving on, we have J.Lo still sporting sexy lingerie for her fans. Poor Ben Affleck has to watch as she poses like this for the whole world to see. Maybe she's just jealous of Salma Hayek doing the recent photo shoot in the swimming pool, so she's being petty and trying to one-up her. But for a woman in her 50s with a couple of kids, she does actually look pretty good. Her mileage doesn't show that much. Number 18 is a single mom that says it's too hot to cook, and that if someone buys her dinner tonight, she can repay him when she gets paid or in a few other ways. She's soliciting her bedroom services for monetary gain, it seems. That's what a working girl does. Someone needs to call the cops to have Tyrone Jr. there taken away and handed off to the CPS. It makes me wonder why she doesn't ask her parents for help. Maybe they disowned her. Number 19, we have a woman that buys and sends herself drinks at the bar to show that she has options. I also send myself drinks on dates to hide that I'm an alcoholic. My dates get jealous, wondering which other woman is trying to get my attention. Anyways, does anyone besides me think that this woman is still single? But who would actually buy this woman drinks, especially with a nose like that? Moving on is a woman wondering if there's a loophole to make her husband pay for her student loans. She took them out before they were together, and that's the reason he's not paying for them. And not paying them off for her. Here we have a predatory female revealing her hand. But regardless of if he pays or not, he's married to her. So basically the loan is also his through unholy matrimony. Number 21, we have a woman screaming at the sky because she cheated on that guy that loved her unconditionally since he was only 13 years of age. Remember, guys, that if you treat women like a queen, they'll end up treating you like a peasant with an awful attitude, of course. She's still playing the part of the victim even though she was the one that cheated. Most women's basic operating system is destroyer of good things. Up next, the good thing about Hollywood over the last 2 years is that it's shown the world that men can be the victims of women too, and that women can also disrespect and abuse men. Women want men to think that abuse can only flow from the man down to the woman. If these two men on the Hollywood A-list can't change these childish women, then what makes you think you'll be successful in your relationship these days? Number 23 is a woman that was mesmerized by black men, and her adventure had only just begun. But now she's a single mom, and she says that getting back out there and dating is exhausting. It's not the dating that's tiring her out, though. It's that her options are limited, and no man that has value is willing to be with her. It only took just over 2 years to go from being mesmerized by black men to being a lonely mud shark. Moving on is a Cosmo article saying that if a guy gets turned on by giving a woman orgasm, then that's a bad thing, and that he's a misogynist. We all know that it's better to give than to receive pleasure if you're a man with a woman. But when are women going to realize that feminism is actually against them? Note to self, stop wasting effort on pleasing women. Because if I do, then pretty much I'm a misogynist. Number 25 and the last one is Ryan Carson's girlfriend, being seen visiting the guy that ended him. Women are turned on by the worst of men, and who knows, maybe they conspired together to end poor old Ryan Carson. I suspect that she was cheating on him all along. She'll probably marry him in jail and get those conjugal visits. Remember that loyalty and honor are only a male thing. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it in the algorithm and so the new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to make more and expand it to more than 2 or 3 days a week, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, and I'll occasionally make a third or fourth video like this each week. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.